Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit new highs today, the Dow very slightly down. Why? Because they expect there will be some kind of settlement on an emergency coronavirus relief bill. That bill, by the way, will include a provision sending out checks to virtually every American. The checks won't be for $1,200 like they were last time, but they could be $600 or $700 per individual, so $1,400 for a couple, something of that nature. We will bring you the very latest. The word continues to be that, yeah, they're close to an agreement, and also the government will continue operating after the deadline, which comes at Friday night. At midnight. So Saturday morning, 12:01, boom, the government stops cold unless they do something in the next couple of days. I also mentioned yesterday that I thought, okay, the Electoral College voted. The election finally, after 2 years of enduring this election, finally seems to have come to its conclusion. Not so fast, says a very smart guy who has written a tremendously provocative column. It's the kind of column that woke me up this morning, and it may keep me up tonight. It was in the Hill publication, thehill.com. The column headline, "No, Biden has not won yet. One more nightmare scenario." The author is Professor Jeremy D. Mayer, who is an associate professor at the Schar School of Public Policy and Government at the outstanding George Mason University and the co-author most recently of The South and the Transformation of United States Politics. Professor Mayer, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I should note that I'm a longtime fan of your book on Hollywood versus America, so it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And there are all kinds of new chapters on that issue, too. But let's concentrate on this for a moment. I went through with listeners my own superficial reading. And I went to law school once upon a time. But my own superficial reading of the Electoral Count Act and what it meant for the counting of the electoral votes that's going to take place on January 6th. And the way I saw it was, even assuming that some of the members of the House who want to challenge a bunch of the slates of electors, they will probably find some U.S. senator, not many, but one or two, who would go ahead and go along with them so they'd be able to challenge. And then that goes to both houses of Congress. They separate, right?
That's right.
And then the House has to vote, and then the Senate has to vote. And my basic take on this was it's a complete waste of time, because what would happen would be they almost certainly, even if they win the elections in Georgia, the Republicans, I hope they do, the Republicans win both seats in Georgia, there will probably be four, five, six, maybe more Republicans who don't vote to overturn an election. And at the same time, there's very little chance that that there would be five or six Democrats, which is what they would need, who would vote to reinstall Donald Trump. So what is this maneuver, and it's brilliant, that you're talking about that could actually prolong the struggle?
Well, the ECA, first of all, is more than 100 years old, and it was written in incredibly opaque language, and it's never been fully brought into action. So we don't even know if it's constitutional. That's point one. And point two is that while it tries to set deadlines, it sets 2 hours for each objection. So say they challenge five states, that's 10 hours. Even in the U.S. Senate, that can't take very long, right? But what if they challenge each electoral vote, which is also a permissible interpretation of the ECA? And what if they start just challenging every Biden state, including Delaware? Well, that, if you times that by 2 hours of debate, that could take the Senate 3 weeks. And then we don't have 3 weeks, right? A president must be selected by January 20th at noon. And that's the problem.
Do you know that before your piece, if there was any Republican senator who was thinking of this strategy? Because it probably would be on the Senate side.
There is no doubt that there are enough senators, not many. I agree with your analysis. It's no longer the case that there's 50 or 51 Republican senators who would overturn the election. I think there's more like 10 to 15. But as it gets more and more debated, the pressure of the Republican base on incumbent Republican senators will become harder and harder and harder. Because the Republican base really believes overwhelmingly that this election was tainted. And for a senator to stand up against them would take a lot of courage.
Okay, so let's say you're right. And there are several senators. One can easily imagine Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley or maybe even Tom Cotton, somebody with ambitions, would lead this fight. And they end up challenging and challenging. So we are now, it's January 19th, which I think is a Tuesday, and we haven't selected a president. What do they do?
Well, it would depend a lot on the interpretation of the presiding officer of the Senate, which, of course, is Mike Pence. And the scenario I put forth, and it is an unlikely scenario. I think 99%, 95% Joe Biden's the next president, and this will all be an embarrassing delay. But if you can get the maneuver out there that Pence is named vice president, because that's what happens. If the Electoral College doesn't pick a president and a vice president, the vice president is picked by the Senate, and the House picks the president. So you could get a Vice President Pence named as the new Vice President Pence in a very narrow vote.
Let me ask you this, because what happens if John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock win, God forbid, but they could. And
sure.
All of a sudden you have a 50-50 vote in the Senate. Is Mike Pence allowed to give the tie-breaking vote to elect himself vice president for another term?
Yes, technically he is.
Holy cow.
Now, I don't expect the Democrats to win both seats in Georgia. In fact, I think it's unlikely that they'll win one. But it's certainly not impossible. And one of the things that's making it possible is Republicans are very divided on how to handle the election, because the Republicans would like to go to Georgia and say, we need a Democratic Senate, or we need a Republican Senate to stop the Democrats in the House and the White House. But they can't quite say that until Trump admits he lost.
Right. Here's the point. Let's say the Senate votes, and it's January 19th, the day before inauguration, and they vote to make Mike Pence the vice president for another 4 years. Is that then binding, even if the House, and the House almost certainly wouldn't vote, because... How would they handle that? Because right now it's 26 of the 50 states have House delegations that are controlled by the Republicans. And
right.
Each delegation only gets one vote. There's a St. Moreau's for Wyoming, which is very Republican and has one member of the House. And California has 55 and or 53, and they also get one vote. So what happens
right.
over in the House?
So what happens in the House is easy to imagine. While the House votes by state delegation to pick the president, it will be up to the majority of the House whether they declare the Electoral College to not have a winner. So the Democratic majority will never allow a vote for the president, because they know Trump would win that vote, and they won't allow that. So you'd have a situation where
Can you stay with us, Professor? Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Sure.
because this is really, it's important, it's fascinating, and we need to get deep into it. We'll be right back with Professor Jeremy Mayer of George Mason University on what happens in choosing a president. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling.
On the Michael Medved Show, on January 6th, which is coming up, what we're talking about 3 weeks from now, it's soon. That is when the official electoral votes that were cast and counted and certified and signed, sealed, and delivered. And the electoral vote was 306 for Vice President Biden and 232 for the incumbent President Donald J. Trump. All of that gets sent, and not by passenger pigeon, it's by the U.S. Postal Service, I checked. And it gets sent to Washington, D.C., and then these votes with certificates and certification and all kinds of proof get opened up in a joint session of Congress on January 6th. The presiding officer for that joint session of Congress is the Honorable Mike Pence, the outgoing vice president. But in this fascinating piece, Professor Mayer, Jeremy Mayer of George Mason University, and we're going to post the piece to our website at michaelmedved.com. Professor Mayer lays out a scenario whereby, okay, they offer delay after delay after delay, challenging, and all it takes to challenge an electoral slate. And as you put it, it could even challenge the slate from Delaware, where there's no doubt that Biden won. What does it take to challenge? Professor Mayer, help remind people.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you're looking to delay something, the Senate is the place you go. Good ideas go to die. And if you're ever looking to slow something down, it's the Senate. So there are people in that body who know how to slow this down.
Okay, so they slow it down to January 19th. The Constitution says, and there's no doubt about this, nobody has any question at all. It's not like, well, let's give President Trump a few extra weeks. You can't do that. You got to have a new president who takes office midday on January 20th. So what you're saying is right now, because Mike Pence can break a tie, even if the Democrats, which I hope they don't, win the Senate races in Georgia, Mike Pence gets reelected as vice president, because that's a vote that the Senate controls, and he can even break a tie. So, okay, Mike Pence is now...
I don't think that's likely. All my piece is saying is it's possible.
Okay, but kind of we've learned in 2020, haven't we, if something's possible to go wrong, it often does. In terms of when that happens, with Mike Pence installed as vice president, what you're saying is that's not the end of the story yet.
It really
it's not
isn't.
That Mike
and
Pence
the
then is, goes to be... Go ahead. What happens next?
Well, the reason is because the Democrats will challenge that. We've never been in this world before, and I think a lot of people would be surprised how untested and unknown these procedures are. They're very arcane because the law that controls it, which is the Electoral Count Act, is more than 100 years old. We've never walked here before, and even the 12th Amendment, which is where the ECA does the handoff to this presidential selection process, is very, very untested. And the final act that I didn't even have space in the piece to mention is that when the Democrats say Nancy Pelosi should be president because there's no president, there's no vice president, and Republicans say it should be the vice president, the act of presidential succession has never had its constitutionality checked. And there's a lot of people who think that's unconstitutional. So I really hope we don't get to this dangerous place. But as you say, it's 2020 and all bets are off.
Okay. How would the Democrats be able to prevent, if Mike Pence has been elected vice president by the Senate and the House is tied up and the Democrats would tie it up because they don't want to vote there for Donald Trump, and Donald Trump would get the vote in the House because every state has just one vote and Trump, frankly, carried more states than Biden did.
Right. He has more delegations behind him, and there are more red state delegations in the House than there are blue ones. Well, here's what the Democrats would try first, and that is they deny the Senate a quorum. Once they realized this was happening, the 12th Amendment requires that two-thirds of the Senate, which is a high quorum requirement, and so if just 34 Democrats run for the Hills, then Pence can't be named. So that would be their first move. But let's suppose somehow the Republicans pull a trick on the Democrats and run this through while they're still there. Now the Democratic options dwindle because all they can do is hope that they can somehow get the Supreme Court to enter into this fray within a 24-hour span, or simply assert that this is all illegitimate and pray that the Republicans don't do it. The other thing that I think could happen is that one, two, three, or four Republicans will say, I really don't want to put my name on this. I don't want to make this the vote I go down in history. And I think Romney won't vote for it. Maybe Murkowski, Collins, or Sass out of Nebraska.
Okay. But this is a very... The entire situation is extremely confusing and very dubious. I assume that you believe that the right thing to happen is for enough Republicans. I know Mitch McConnell, all the press stories are, is trying to make sure that there is no individual Republican senator who goes along with challenges to the duly elected Biden slates of electors. And apparently he has support on that from Senator Thune and Senator Cornyn and the rest of the Senate leadership. They're talking to people directly saying, please don't stretch this out. Do you think that's the right thing for Leader McConnell to do?
Oh, I absolutely do, because I think that this is going to be very embarrassing. It's very unlikely to work, and it's going to make the Senate look bad, and it's going to make Republicans look worse. But let's remember that Mitch McConnell, in the immortal words of Ev Dirksen describing a bill, is about as popular as crabs at a whorehouse with the Republican base. So it's not like he has credibility. When a Republican senator who is thinking about a primary challenge in 2 years from a Trump enthusiast in his home state, he can't think, well, Mitch will save me, because Mitch doesn't have the pull with the Republican base that Donald Trump has today.
Okay, I need to ask you a question here. And this is, again, this is something that just occurred to me. Joe Biden actually carried 25 states. Donald Trump carried 25 states. Joe Biden also carried the District of Columbia, which under the Constitution gets to have electoral votes. Does the District of Columbia, does the non-voting member of the House get to vote?
No, because it is not a state. So the only things that D.C. get are the things that are in that one constitutional amendment, and all they get is electoral votes. So there is no way that D.C. can vote.
Yeah, Professor Mayer, I so much appreciate your coming on and explaining this. It does bear further consideration. And for people who think, well, this nothing like this could ever happen, who could think that here we would be 5 weeks since an election and the President of the United States still would be challenging it? We'll get to more on that coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We committed to continuing these urgent discussions until we have an agreement. And we agreed we will not leave town until we've made law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to negotiate a bill. Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says allegations of voting irregularities should be investigated.
The fact that our last two presidential elections have not been accepted as legitimate by large percentages of the American public is a serious problem that threatens our republic. I do not say that lightly. This hearing is part of what should be ongoing congressional oversight that is meant to transparently address that serious problem.
Things did get a bit testy during that hearing between the Wisconsin Republican and Democrat on the committee, Gary Peters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First day of Christmas, my true love brought to me a partridge in a pear tree. The second day of Christmas, my true love brought to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. The third day of Christmas, my true love.
On the Michael Medved show, there are 2 weeks that would house all this drama, that would encompass all this drama that we were talking about with Professor Jonathan Mayer, who wrote this interesting piece. Well, no, it's not necessarily over. It's a piece posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The 2 weeks that we're talking about are January 6th of 2021 to January 20th of 2021. On January 20th of 2021, there will be a presidential inauguration. I think everybody agrees on that. I think that nearly everybody agrees now, even Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin actually congratulated Joe Biden on his victory a few hours before Mitch McConnell. But Mitch McConnell has done it. Most of the Republicans have done it. Joe Biden is the president-elect. He is going to be the next president. The president of the United States doesn't necessarily agree with that. And what the New York Times is reporting is a small group of House members led by Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama. We've talked about it before, also featuring Matt Gaetz of Florida, Louie Gohmert of Texas. They plan to use a constitutional process to object to the inclusion of five key battleground states on January 6th. That's when they actually get the electoral votes that are transmitted to the vice president, and they open them. It's supposed to be a joint session. It's in the House chambers. It's a joint session of the House and the Senate, and they're all very likely to be there, probably including the two senators from Georgia, who will either be newly reelected or newly elected. But in any event, if they could persuade at least one senator to join these handful of House members, and it really is a handful, it's not like the 126 who signed on to President Trump's challenge from through the Attorney General of Texas, that if they start challenging these delegations, these elector slates, it could be delayed and delayed and delayed until, guess what? You've got to find a president. And the House gets to vote on that if the Senate can declare and the Congress can declare, well, wait a minute, we're not going to get a president through this means because there are too many challenges to these delegations. Now, what could go wrong with a plan like that? Well, there could be Republicans of conscience who say this is not going to happen. And one of the key things is you'll notice that in all of this speculation, there is a very central figure who could save the whole situation. His name is Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence is a decent, honorable man. And I've said before, I wrote a column about this at USA Today, he ought to attend the inauguration regardless of what Trump does. It's important. Joe Biden is going to be the next president. Mike Pence ought to be there. His loyalty is to the country and the Constitution, not to one man. And in terms of Mike Pence also making it clear that he will not participate or sanction this kind of shenanigans, yeah, that could have a very real impact in discouraging them. Let's go to Richard in South Carolina. Richard, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I even though I believe that there was a lot of shenanigans in the election and I don't like the way the election came out, and I hope that we can have reforms in future elections, I think this would be the worst thing the Republicans could do because, one, it would set a precedent that we would never have a good election. They would always be decided this way in the future. And talk about lack of trust in the elections going forward. But second, if the Republicans tried it, and even if they weren't successful, I think they would certainly lose the Senate in 2 years if they haven't already lost it.
Well, look, I think you're correct, and I think it would also shatter any Republican dreams of winning back the House. Right now, the Republicans are in an excellent position to win back the House in 2022, but that involves not messing up this endgame. Don't you think President Trump will help his own place in history, his own legacy, most, Richard, if he concedes and attends the inauguration of his successor, like all of his predecessors going back to 1869?
I guess I have mixed feelings on that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say he could concede. He maybe could do it in a way that says, look, clearly the results are the results. You know, the courts have ruled, and even though I don't believe the election was fair or whatever he wants to say, I mean, I think that would be a way of doing it and, you know, so to speak, taking the high road. You know, I think that would be perhaps the right thing for him to do. But personally, I don't know that he should run again in 4 years, you know, sort of my feeling. But anyway, and that's not because I'm not a Trump supporter. I just think the country, you know, I don't think he could win, I guess would be the better way for me to say it. But to me, you know, I think most Americans are fair, and they think that the election, even those of us who think that the election was unfair, I think they would think this is grossly unfair.
I think that's extremely well said, Richard, and I appreciate your call, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Look, I agree with what you said, except I don't really see any evidence that the election was unfair. You may dislike the results of the election, But Michael, this
comment,
was not
can
a...
Can I comment on that? Can I comment
sure,
on
it's
that?
A 7 million vote margin. 7 million votes. It's more than double the margin that Hillary won last time. And in a lot
Michael,
of the states that are at stake,
yeah.
It's not even particularly close. Go ahead.
I did my own analytics on this because I just got tired of listening to the radio and hearing all kinds of stuff without numbers. So what I was trying to prove to myself was the four states in question, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan, had somehow managed to, you know, make the numbers look wacky by some underhanded thing. And to cut to the chase, the numbers don't show that. The numbers show that they were kind of in the middle, and there was nothing in the numbers that suggests that there was something very unusual in those states. What the numbers do suggest is that the Democrats gained 30% more votes than the Republicans did when compared to 2016. And my conclusion is that probably happened because the Democrats did a much, much better job of getting people out to vote, probably through mail-in ballots. Now, I don't like mail-in ballots, but that's the law, or that's what was legal in this election, and it probably will be legal going forward. So the Republicans better figure out how to make use of the mail-in ballot system, and I don't mean in an illegal way, but I mean in getting
no, exactly.
People to vote.
You're exactly right. And by the way, they're focusing on that in Georgia. And I think that's going to be very necessary for our guys to actually win in Georgia. The other thing about the difference between the Democrats in 2016 and the Democrats in 2020, in 2016, there were a lot of Democrats who voted for third-party candidates, who voted for Trump. 12% of the people who voted for Bernie Sanders voted for Trump in 2016. This time, there were very few Democrats who voted. I think the total, they say, is 4% who voted for Trump. And it's because Joe Biden was not as terrible a candidate as Hillary Clinton was. Hillary Clinton was a candidate with incredibly high negatives. Her negatives were very comparable to Donald Trump's negatives. And she did not get a good Democratic turnout. Biden did. And that all also helps to explain what you very rightly perceive is that in the crucial states, Biden did better than Clinton. Trump did better than he did last time, too. But there were a lot of people who turned out. Will people turn out in this race in Georgia? Some of the very latest and controversy about what's going on there. Coming up. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is the third day here on the Michael Medved Show of the early voting that is permitted in these crucial Georgia runoffs. And the turnout is already breaking every kind of record for a runoff election. And as a matter of fact, the Georgia Secretary of State's office, you remember that's a Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. The 1.2 million voters have already requested absentee ballots for the runoff election. And more than 200,000 of them have already returned their absentee ballots. It's pretty amazing. Absentee ballot applications, which you can still apply for absentee ballots because the election isn't until January 5th, so it's 3 weeks away. But with all of that going on, they've already gotten 67% of the total requests in the November election, the presidential election, which already broke records. Now, this doesn't mean that there isn't some misleading information out there. The Stacey Abrams was speaking about this. She, of course, was the gubernatorial candidate who was credited with by a lot of people with helping to register people in the black community in Georgia, which represents a big chunk, about 30% of the state vote. And Stacey Abrams has actually provided a little bit of misleading information about where the numbers stand so far. Listen to clip 4A.
What's so exciting is embedded in that number. Of that 1.2 million, 85,000 of those applications for mail-in ballots come from voters who didn't vote in November. We have every belief that we're going to see a turnout that is unlike anything Georgia has seen. We have the investment, we have the momentum, and what's so important is that we have a mission.
Okay, now Karl Rove put that in perspective. He put it in perspective very directly. This as the president-elect, Joe Biden, was actually in Atlanta yesterday, and we'll hear from him in just a second. Here's Karl Rove, clip 4C.
In fact, let's take a look at the returns, and let's see if this enthusiasm. Her implication was 1.2 million people have already voted. 259,959 people have returned their ballot. That is 52% of the number that had voted 22 days before the general election. 497,439. Now remember, it ends up being 1.3 million total, but 22 days out, as we are today, 22 days out, only 52% as many people have voted. They are less Democrat, they're less black, and 60% plus of them are 66 years or older, meaning more likely to be Republican voters. So I don't know what her deal was there, except to sort of raise expectations that they were already in the lead. But this is a fight to the finish, and the Republicans are doing pretty good right now. They got a long way to go. Early voting began on Monday. The first days, a couple of days of that, tend to be heavily Democrat. But Republicans won the early voting, and I anticipate that they will win it as well.
Okay, he's talking about winning the early voting in that took place in the presidential election. And where the Republicans lost the state was some of the mail-in ballots. And again, this was, I think, when people go back and they tell the history of this election, one of the crucial mistakes that was made by the Trump campaign was trying to scare people about mail-in ballots. Because given the fact that you're going to have huge numbers of people using mail-in ballots anyway, you don't want your people to be afraid of the process. They've got to participate. And I think there's every reason to believe that in Georgia, which is such a crucial, crucial test, you will have very high participation. Look, what's really shocking to me here is I just found out that one of the leaders of the moderate Republican point of view, somebody, by the way, who's just assumed the co-chairmanship along with Joe Lieberman, former independent senator and before that a Democratic senator from Connecticut, Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, very popular two-term governor, Republican. He's now involved with No Labels. They're pushing this Problem Solvers Caucus, which may deliver us an actual stimulus package helping the whole country. But Larry Hogan is strongly supporting Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He's a Republican. He wants the Republicans to win this Senate seat. Now, he's not a fan of President Trump. But the fact is that it will be better for the country. You could even argue it would be better for Joe Biden if these Republican senators actually win. And all Republicans in the center of the party, on the right wing of the party, on the left wing of the party, such as it is, they all seem to agree, except for a few honestly fanatical people on the crazy extreme right. At a protest in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, which you all heard about, it was a Stop the Steal protest. Nick Fuentes, who was speaking into a megaphone, led a crowd with chants of destroy the GOP. Now, the whole crowd was wearing Make America Great Again caps, those red MAGA caps. But it sounded, this is clip five, like this.
And the first million MAGA march, we promise that if the GOP not do everything in their power to keep Trump in office, then we would destroy the GOP. Yeah! And as we gather here in Washington, D.C. for a second million MAGA march, we're done making promises. It has to happen now. We are going to destroy the GOP.
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go!
Okay, the choice is between mainstream Republicans, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, and extreme, radical, off-the-charts Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, who would be reinforcements not even to Chuck Schumer so much as they would be reinforcements to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the very, very worst of the Democratic Party. That's why this race is so crucial. And why, actually, I think that Joe Biden is not giving it the kind of emphasis that he did, even though he was in Georgia yesterday. He said this very quickly, and this is clip B. This is Joe Biden in Atlanta.
Stacey, if we had 10 of you, we could rule the whole world. God love you.
Is Trump going to break the record for voting in these little state senate elections? I think so. I think Georgia is going to shock the nation with the number of people who vote on January the 5th. Am I right, Georgia? Am I right?
Okay, that was Joe Biden encouraging Stacey Abrams about her efforts to try to register people and to increase voter turnout. It's going to be a high turnout election, but I think that there are very few Republicans who are going to accept the advice of people like Sidney Powell, that failed attorney who was a disgrace, and people like Lynn Wood and people like Nick Fuentes and the group he was speaking to were chanting destroy the GOP. We have to build the GOP with an incoming Democratic president. It's crucial to maintain a Republican Senate. And the only way to do it is to win at least one would hope, both of those Senate seats in Georgia. Coming up, a pretty shocking account about how CNN and MSNBC, they've been doing very well. Very good ratings, have been doing fine. But they really, really need Trump to stay. I know it seems counterintuitive. This, as reported in the New York Times, we will cover that development and more concerning the ongoing future of the Republican Party and what it means to actually come together on issues. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have news about finishing off this deal for a stimulus to benefit this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.